Captain Cook has compared it to a man clearing his throat. But certainly no European ever cleared his throat with so many hoarse, guttural, and clicking sounds. But as Bruce Chatwin was later to point out, Darwin was unaware that a young Fuegian spoke as many words as Shakespeare ever wrote. Of course, our vision is much improved with hindsight. We are, to be sure, judging Aristotle and Darwin by our own more enlightened times. But this exercise in refusal to see commonality is a special kind of insensateness which affects us all, always.